He stopped for a drink or something like that.
Well, I was just wondering, would you say he he drank some water?
Well, I would always kind of stay away from the word drunk as much as I could.
Would you say he drank some water?
He drank some water. Uh-huh. That'd be my anybody could have said that, though. It'd be a very common expression, he drank some water.
Uh-huh. Well, same thing. How much have you...
have you drank?
Uh-huh. I'd never say drunken. That'd be even worse than drunk, wouldn't it?
Well, it'd be insinuating you had this something stronger than water.
Yeah, okay. If you have relatives or close friends in for a meal, and you gather around the table, and you want them to sit down, you might tell them what?
Seated.
Now, if people are relative strangers, and they're in eating at your table, how would you invite them to sit down?
Have a chair.
And after...
drop a chair or something like that.
Yeah. And, now, here's another one of these situations where I wonder, I sit down, and then you tell someone
he sat down and ate with us.
You pass the food, and what would you say as you pass the dish to somebody?
Well, I'd say, have some of this, or that, whatever it was. Okay. You have some potatoes, or have some bread.
Mm-hmm. Suppose they start to pass it to you before you...
I'd say, help yourself.
Mm-hmm. You ever say, take out? Take some?
No, I generally tell them to help themselves. Mm-hmm.
And if they don't want that particular kind of food, or they've already had enough, how would they answer, or how would you answer?
I'd say, no, thank you.
Uh-huh. Would you say, I don't, something I, starting with, I don't?
Don't care for it? No, I wouldn't say, that wouldn't be in my line of talk. I want to tell you something. Let's just take a second. But we used to go to thrashing tables, you know. It's a common thing to recommend. We had one guy that would sit down at the table and pick up a dish and say, deal to your left.
That's a good way of doing it. Yeah. Well, if you don't finish all the food at one meal, and your wife puts it in the refrigerator and then serves it again the next meal, you say that food is what?
Has some leftovers.
Uh-huh. Or that food has been what?
The leftovers, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, she has to put it on the stove again and...
reheat it.
Yeah, and it's been what?
Well, just leftovers to me.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say head over?
No.
Warmed over?
Leftovers.
Okay. You put food in your mouth, and the next thing you do to it is
chew it,
and then you
swallow.
Do you ever take corn and throw a lye in with it?
No.
Do you ever
make hominy? You mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I never did. No, that's I've never seen it done either. I've never been any place where they did, but I know they do it there.
Now, if it's ground up first, would you call it something else? Or what does everybody call it?
Corn grits, what is it?
Yeah. And if it's all cooked into a soft
mush.